Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Andrea Nirenberg is here, too. Andrea is our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. More than, golly, we're coming up on 11 years. Later this year, we'll celebrate her 11th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. She's the president of the Nirenberg Group. She's the author of basically all the books on networking, including Nonstop Networking, Million Dollar Networking, Savvy Networking. You're starting to get the picture here, right? She's our good friend, Andrea Nirenberg. Welcome back to the show.
It's always a pleasure, Jim. How are you?
Good, doing great. It's good to have you back. And
Thank you.
She's the networking queen. She's the networking guru. She's the lady we turn to when we want to get better at networking. And it's not net rest. It's not net sleep, is it, Andrea?
It's no. The opposite of networking is not working.
That's
every
right.
Time you meet someone, you have an opportunity to learn from them, be a resource, and give first. Every day,
you know,
every day networking.
One of my favorite things to do, Andrea, and it can be a little scary, is to think about the best things that have ever happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
And trace it all the way back to the very kernel, the very seed of how that happened.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? How introduction, you know, you bump into somebody, and you meet somebody, and you get introduced, and you follow up, and they refer you, and blah, blah, blah. It goes down the line, and before long, you had an opportunity that changed your life.
Absolutely.
And all because you took the time to get up off your backside and go out somewhere and meet somebody face-to-face.
Absolutely right. And the great opportunity there also is to track back and see, how did you meet some of the people that are important in your life today? How did you first connect with them, and go back and thank the person that made that first introduction? You know how I met you?
Yeah.
I met you through a woman named Lauren years ago. Do you remember Lauren?
I sure do. Oh, of course. Yeah. My good friend Lauren. Yeah, from New Jersey.
Yeah. Absolutely right. And then she moved to Florida, and I think she's back, and I think she's working now.
She got married. Yeah, she's doing
yes,
good.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. But it's a perfect opportunity for me to go back onto my email and send her a quick note
right.
that, you know what, I've always had a great relationship. And she knew we did, but yet
right.
it's always nice to go back and do that thank you note.
Absolutely. No, I've done that myself. But do you remember when a minute ago I said sometimes if when you think about it, it gets a little scary. Here's the reason. How many times have you done that same thing and you look back and say, wait a minute, I almost didn't go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I almost stayed home. I almost talked myself out of going. If I had, I would not have met that person. Or I almost turned down that opportunity to meet somebody, and I couldn't figure out, you know, what was the angle or whatever, you know, I just wasn't open to that day, and you get frightened when you think, wow, what if I hadn't?
Absolutely, and many people will say to me, you know, I'm so glad I went to that event, or I'm so glad I went out to that party that night, where it was raining or snowing or whatever the weather was or something, and
right.
You know, I talked myself out at the door. I said, oh, should I self-negotiate and not go? And then they went in, and all of a sudden they meet somebody that turned their life around or something, or an opportunity came from it. Or you helped.
I tell my audience all the time, how many times have I had an opportunity to go do something, and I said, I've got so much work to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the benefit of that's going to be for me. I don't want to go. I don't want to travel. I don't want to make the effort. Blah blah blah. And you know, I think about what you call it, self-negotiating.
Yes, self-negotiating, and we do that.
And I went ahead. I'd get up and go anyway.
Absolutely.
And even though I knew that there wasn't going to be, you know, there wasn't going to be any kind of a great opportunity there. You never know where that could lead.
Absolutely right. God works in mysterious ways. You never
That's
know.
Right.
And not only may your life change because you get a new opportunity, but maybe you'll also go somewhere and you'll help someone else.
That's
just
right.
A kind word or a suggestion or an idea or maybe even a referral. You never know. So it's always a win-win.
And the thing that I keep reminding myself of, I do this for myself. I'm always harping on you guys about this, but I say it to myself. The original social media is face to face.
Absolutely right. Exactly right. The other tools that we have just are great vehicles to get us to the face to face quicker and faster and more efficiently and help us stay on the radar screen.
So what are some of the fundamentals? The basic fundamentals of networking?
Very simple. One thing is to listen. Really listen, not only with your eyes, but really listen with your ears. Most people listen with their eyes, so they make assumptions just based on the visual because, as we know, 55% of our communication is visual. You walk into a room, a meeting, anywhere, and we make an assumption. And you know what happens when we assume. So to really listen and listen to the words behind the words, but really
you have to, and you have to be in the moment with them. When you're listening
present.
To someone, you have to be present. You have to be in the moment with them. And I have to be honest with you, Andrea. That's not always easy. If you got something else on your mind, you're trying to work fit something in. You're looking for somebody else. It can be hard to do that. You got to really practice, don't you?
Exactly. In fact, I was doing a workshop yesterday for an insurance company, and we were going through my networking checklist and all the pre-work that you have to do before you walk in the door. And I say the door, by the way, is when you walk out of your home. You know, networking is like there's a universal cocktail party or event going on every time you walk out your door. You never know who you meet. You never know who you
That's
run
right.
into. However,
right.
and you have to be prepared. And we were talking about the research and everything you have to do, and they were laughing. I said, we haven't even gotten to the event yet. We're still in pre-work. But the other idea is you must, when you walk in the room or when you start to talk to somebody, whoever it is, and it's a great experiment for people when they even go into their office today or when they visit with a client or prospect or someone that they think they already know, you want to deepen the relationship. No matter what, be present. Turn off your equipment. Don't look at your emails, you know, on your iPhone. Don't be on your phone. Be present and really treat the person in front of you like they're the most important person
in
the world.
And look them in the eye.
Absolutely. Eye-to-eye contact. Eyes are the windows of the soul, as we know that. But you know what? Think about how very few times that happens. I've been doing an experiment lately. I've been walking down the streets of New York without being on my telephone.
Wow, walking down the street of New York without your telephone, that's dangerous, isn't it?
It's in my pocket. I mean, no, but I'm saying, but I'm looking at, no, it's really not, because other people are walking into you, because they're walking down.
I long for the old days when you could walk down New York without bumping into a bunch of people with telephones. Andrea Nirenberg, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.